He's going to get walked. He is going to get the Barry Bonds treatment, which leads to something I've been thinking about. And I was against it for a long time. Because it's been brought up here or there, certainly at the start of the year. Do you move Soto behind Judge? And I'm starting to think it makes sense. I'm starting to think moving Soto behind Judge is going to start to make sense for a couple things. One, even when Soto is struggling, he walks. He takes walks. It's his game. You know, Soto walking, if he's going to be the third hitter, walked with no protection, it's almost like that happens most of the time with Juan Soto. Anyway, it's not the same thing. And I'd rather have the protection of right now, as much as I like the idea of Soto getting on base, because that's what he does in front of Judge. With Stanton behind Judge, it made sense. Or Gleyber Torres, who I thought was a hitter behind Judge, made sense. Or whoever they might go trade for at the deadline, maybe it will make sense again. But the idea of giving Judge the ability to have a legitimate hitter behind him to make sure they pitch the Judge, I'd rather make sure they pitch the Judge than pitch the Soto, because Soto's more prone to take the walk anyway. And he's not going to do the same kind of damage as Judge. But having said that, in a big spot, you might walk Judge and bring in a lefty to face Soto anyway. Like, I don't, like, that's how good he's been. I mean, I remember I got so much flack for saying Judge is the better player than Soto in April. Oh my God. What are you, an idiot? This is, you know, Judge doesn't hit in the playoffs. Soto's the better situational hitter. Soto's this, Soto's that. Look at how he's changed the whole team. There's no doubt who the better hitter is. There's no doubt who's the best hitter in baseball. It's Aaron Judge. It's not close. And so for the first time, I'm really starting to think about maybe switching the lineup up, because I need to protect Judge. I don't need to protect Soto as much. I really don't. I've always been against it. I've always thought this was the way to go. Soto 2, Judge 3. I've wanted it that way the whole season. But if it's going to get to a point, and so far it hasn't, as he hits 2 home runs against the Mets, we'll see if it gets to that point. But if it starts to get to the point where Judge is constantly walked, I might have to switch them. I might have to switch them, because Soto's going to walk anyway. I need them to pitch the Judge. I need Judge to get his swings.